Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. This is your summer of getting shit done, remember? In the last couple of weeks, you know, I've been pointing you in the direction of what it takes to get the stuff in your life handled. And I'll tell you right now, it's not fucking easy. It's not easy. Last week, I told you to make a list. Some of you, that list is fucking enormous. Now, what was the list I asked you to make last week? For those of you that are just jumping in, the list I asked you to make was to look around your home environment at all the things that are not working, that are broken, that need service, that need upgraded, that need replaced. Just look in your life. And by the way, some of it is, I just need to clean that fucking closet up, or that garage looks like somebody threw a fucking hand grenade in there and walked away. Whatever it is, you were to make a list, and the list had to be finite, of all the items in your life that needed handling. Okay. I want you to look at that fucking list. I want you to look at those items. If you don't have the items in front of you, it's okay. I want you to at least remind yourself of them, right? In your mind's eye, because you might be driving or something right now. I want you to let all that in. All that stuff that you have fucking tolerated. All of that bullshit that you've had swirling around in the back of your mind. How do you know it's in the back of your mind? Well, every time you come across that thing, you're reminded that you need to handle, right? Like, oh, I need to get the filters and the air conditioning changed. They haven't seen the fucking light a day in 2 years. I know I need to do that. Or, yeah, that cracked window, it's been like that forever. Keep walking fucking past it. Every time I see it, I'm like, I don't need to get to that. Or that broken door. Or those fucking handles that have never quite worked the same, or that lock that won't quite lock, or your front door that you always have to kind of move it a certain way so that it closes properly. Or as we talked about last week, those fucking light bulbs, those fucking Hollywood light bulbs above your bathroom mirror that are always fucking going at. You know what I'm talking about. This is your life and the shit in your life that needs handled. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to you about a to-do list. And why to-do lists don't work. To-do lists don't work basically because you'll do what's easiest. And when you do what's easiest, what you end up with is a don't want to do list. That's what you end up with. You end up with this thing called your don't want to do list, which is even fucking worse because now you've got this, and it's growing. You got this growing list of shit that you don't want to touch. And now that's fucking on your mind, which is no way to handle it. So I'm going to ask you to split your list up into three, okay? And the list goes like this. Easy to do, doable, and don't want to do. So you're going to have three columns. Easy to do, doable, don't want to do. And I want you to start splitting things up, okay? Into easy to do, doable, don't want to do. And you're going to pick groups of three. You're going to pick an easy, a doable, and a don't want to do. And that's going to be one item. Right? It's got to be, one item is basically made up of three. Something that's easy to do, right? Like spray some WD-40 on the hinges of your fucking closet door. Doable, change out the light bulbs in that fucking bathroom. And then don't want to do that back corner of the garage, get that organized, okay? So that's one item right there. A little bit of WD-40, some light bulbs, and something you're going to have to spend an afternoon on in the garage. That's one item. Now, this is the magic of this. See, you and I generally would look at something like this, like, oh, well, that's a fucking project day, and oh, I don't want to do it on Saturday, and I'm not going to. Well, I'm going to show you how to fucking handle it. You are going to be a fucking calendar junkie for the next few weeks, okay? Not forever, just the next few weeks. And what you're going to do is you're going to take an item. Remember, an item has three things in it: an easy to do, a doable, and a don't want to do, all on it, okay? You're going to take an item and you're going to open up that fucking calendar. And this is the magic. I'm going to give you the fucking magic. The magic is I'm going to get you to create a future for yourself. And in that future is about peace of mind. Okay, this is a life of peace of mind for you. Everything should have a context. So as you look at that calendar, I want you to take one item and I want you to cast it out into the future, to throw it out into the future. So it could be next Thursday, 2 weeks on Sunday, 3 weeks on Monday. I want you to look at your calendar and I want you to say, okay, I'm taking this single item, which is made up of an easy to do, a doable, and a don't want to do. And I'm going to do that 10 days from now. And you'll actually put it in the calendar. And what you'll do is you'll open up the calendar and you'll say 1 o'clock on Sunday, I'm going to do this one item made up of an easy to do, a doable, and a don't want to do. And I'm going to set aside whatever it takes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, to handle this item, right? Now, handle might not necessarily mean it's finished. It really only means that this is when you're going to tend to it. Because you might not get it all done in the time allotted. What do you think you do with that? That's right. You open up the calendar again. You throw it out into the future. And you give it another spot in your future where you're going to handle either the next phase or complete it. And you're going to continue doing that. Now, something magical happens here when you take this approach. You see, if it's in the calendar, what can you do with it? Well, if you have the right relationship to your calendar, you can forget about it because it's now in a new state. See, in the old way of you doing things, it was on your mind. But you see, now it's in this new state. What's the new state? It's in a state of being handled. So you'll have one item made up of an easy to do, a doable, and I don't want to do. And it's now in this condition called being handled. Does that mean it's done? No. But it's now in process. You've now got this thing like, all right. And when you look at that calendar, what you'll see, the milestones for this growing peace of mind, you'll look ahead to a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks. You are literally creating your future. You're building a future. You're actually teaching yourself so many fucking things, but one of the big things you're teaching yourself here is how to create and fulfill on a certain kind of future. And the example you're going to be using this week is the example of your home. Now, your list might be extensive. You might be like, fucking hell, I've got like 27 easy to do's, 38 doables, and 65 don't want to fucking do's. That's right. And you're going to be looking pretty deep down into the future, aren't you? Going to be looking down into the months of September and October. But it's not about overwhelming yourself with this stuff. It's like to use all that time out there to come as your canvas. You're painting a new life for yourself. You're creating a new life for yourself. One where you handle things, where you no longer tolerate, where you're somebody who's constantly tending the quality of your life. And you'll do it, my friend, by getting shit done. So get that calendar out. Get those three lists made. Easy to do. Doable. Don't want to do. And start pairing them up. I'll see you on the flip side.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.